Tuesday was primary day in Arizona and Florida. Voters in both states chose their nominees for what are expected to be tightly contested Senate and governor's races in the midterms. Here to break down the results and explain what it all means for the midterms is Elena Schneider, a campaigns reporter at Politico. Hi, Elena.
Hey there.
Okay, so let's start with Arizona, which has been in the news a lot this week following the death of Senator John McCain. The state's Republican Governor Doug Ducey will be selecting his replacement, and voters won't get to decide who fills that seat until 2020. But Senator Jeff Flake's seat is up for grabs in November. Representative Martha McSally won her race to be the GOP nominee. She easily beat out her two more controversial opponents, Joe Arpaio and Kelly Ward. So why did voters choose her?
Well, I think that there was a significant amount of money that was poured into this race to make sure that she was able to put it away. And there was some nerves because there was a concern around whether or not President Trump was going to intervene and potentially endorse one of her primary opponents in this race. He's got connections to both Kelly Ward and to Joe Arpaio, most memorably for pardoning him.
Right.
So I think that there was a concern that he might intervene and potentially tip the scales for one of her opponents. He ultimately did not. In fact, he went on to say positive things about her on the trail, and they were able to cut some ads to that effect. So McSally was able to hold the coalition together and come through with a win, which certainly plenty of national Republicans are breathing a sigh of relief today over that.
Okay, so you were talking about President Trump intervening. So he actually tweeted after McSally's win to congratulate her, but he also falsely said that McSally had rejected an endorsement from Jeff Flake. How closely has she aligned herself with the president?
Well, look, she's certainly been aware and is a very savvy politician and knows that if she's going to win in a place like Arizona, she needs to pretty closely toe the line to what the president has said and done. And she's really focused on her support and his support of her in that primary. And look, it's her relationship to Jeff Flake is a bit fraught. Throughout the coverage of this primary, she's basically dismissed connections to Flake, said she doesn't rely on him for his political advice, because she's aware that he's not somebody who's going to help her get through a primary.
Okay, so voters in Florida also turned out on Tuesday, and in just a few minutes we'll be discussing the role that gun control played in the state's primary race. But first, let's talk about the governor's race. Representative Ron DeSantis, a frequent guest on Fox News, won the Republican nomination for governor. How much did President Trump's endorsement factor into his win?
I think it made a huge impact on his win. Trump tweeted an endorsement of DeSantis basically before he had even formally launched his gubernatorial race, basically turning the race upside down. The state agricultural commissioner, Adam Putnam, had been building a statewide gubernatorial race for years. And this was supposed to be his year to really clinch this goal that he had been preparing for a long time. And DeSantis, by, as you say, his frequent Fox News appearances, really became somebody who Trump really liked, spent a lot of time with, had a relationship with. And with that tweet, he was able to really give DeSantis the name recognition and boost and resources to then go on and build a huge lead over Adam Putnam.
So he'll be facing Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum. That's the Democrat who is backed by Bernie Sanders. Florida is considered a purple state. How surprising is it that these two candidates who aren't moderates will be facing off in November? We have 30 seconds.
I think you've put your finger on it. Neither of the parties picked the moderate candidate here. Andrew Gillum is certainly very progressive, and he dispatched Gwen Graham, seen as a very moderate Democratic former congresswoman. And again, DeSantis represents exactly sort of the Trump wing of the party. So we're going to see a marquee showdown here that's really going to pit the two farthest wings of the parties against each other in November.
Elena Schneider is a campaigns reporter at Politico. Thank you, Elena.
Thank you so much for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.